Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This email comes to us from Beth. Hi there, I have a question about my GPA and if where I went to school or my major matters. I went to a huge state school, George Mason University, and got a BA in integrative studies with concentration in social justice and human rights. So basically just a liberal arts degree. My LSAC GPA is a 3.86. I see good things on the scholarship estimator with my GPA, but does it matter that this was probably an easy major and mid-level school? I graduated back in 2018, and I've been working since. So I'd assume that my work history will have some effect here too. Thanks very much, Beth. By the way, yeah, George Mason may not be like Harvard, but I would still say George Mason is in my backyard. That is an awesome school. So congrats for going there. Congrats for doing well and getting a 3.86. Yes, I don't think, does your degree matter? To some degree, yes, it does. They're going to look at someone who gets a 3.86 in physics as taking on harder coursework and doing better than someone who gets a 3.86 in social justice and human rights. But I also don't know what to tell you because that's what you got. That's your degree. You can't change it. You should be focusing on the things that you can change, which are your LSAT score and mildly your personal statement.
Do they report it on their 509?
Yep.
Do they report your mid-level school on their 509? No. Do they report your easy major on their 509? No. Does US News care? No. The game we're playing is highly driven by LSAT and GPA.
Yep.
I mean, I almost would recommend that, like, if you're, you know, maybe you've got a high school senior in your world who is thinking about maybe they want to try to create a path toward being a lawyer. If you're a freshman in college and you're thinking about, you know, if you're sure that like law is what you want to do, there is nothing wrong with mid-level schools and easy majors, because that 4.0 just goes a long way. Man, good grades are really rewarded because it's numeric and it's easy for them. It's just easier for them to care about GPA than it is to care what your major was.
Yep.
It goes into a spreadsheet. I mean, they literally calculate, they do an index calculation where they take your LSAT times some constant and your GPA times some constant, and they add them together, and then they rank all of their applicants based on that index. And so it's just LSAT and GPA that creates that ranking, nothing else. I don't think your easy major and your mid-level school, I don't think 99% of the decision has nothing to do with that, is my guess. Like, I think it might matter once you're on the margins, but it's only going to matter when you're compared to people who have exact same LSAT and GPA.
Yeah, but and even then, I don't know what do you want us to say? It matters? So what? You're stuck with that.
Yeah, right? I guess Beth is like wanting to know whether the scholarship estimator is likely to be correct.
Yes.
Okay. All we've seen so far is the scholarship estimator being roughly correct in most cases. I mean, when it's not correct, please tell us about it, because we will make, you know, we'll go look into maybe we did something wrong with one of our law schools, you know, in the estimator. Sure. Or something. We're always like going to tweak that algorithm to make sure it's correct, but, or as close as, you know, close to predictive as we can make it. But no, it's pretty damn good. I mean, you're not really going to know, Beth, until you actually apply. So, what you do need is the best LSAT you can get, like, for sure. That's the one thing you can do something about, is get the best LSAT you can.
And the estimator is based on last year's numbers, so maybe it'll be slightly different. But again, like, what can you do now to increase your chances of getting a full ride plus a stipend? you can increase your LSAT score.
Yeah, you can't change what school you went to. You can't change what your major was. You can't change your GPA. Those things all happened in the past, it sounds like. So they are what they are. The thing you can actually affect is, do you have the best LSAT you can possibly achieve? Are you applying early in the cycle? Are you applying to a broad range of schools so that you put yourself in the best possible negotiating position? Those are the things you can actually change. So yeah, those are the things you should be focusing on. But thanks anyway for writing in, Beth.
Yep. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.